This is Bishop DeGroote. I'm so very blessed because God gave me the desire to help everybody be healthy, happy, and holy, so that we might humanly flourish and then in a turn be able to receive His grace even more. Catholic Family Sharing Appeal does precisely this. It's an opportunity for us to come together as a family to support each other through life's challenges, as well as to help each other on the way to heaven. One of the many unseen impacts of CFSA is for human flourishing. Emily's going to share with us now what that can look like.
Under the mantle of Our Lady of Lourdes, the Lourdes Center, formerly known as Catholic Family Services, has experienced exponential growth in the last few years. I think there's this reality that we all have a story. You and I have a story. We have these moments in our life, big or small. Maybe it's a transition. Maybe it's a loss. Maybe it's a real challenge that's happening in our family. We all have those moments that we might need an additional perspective to come alongside us, whether one-on-one counseling or through a group or through an event, something like that. So really, we're so grateful for the funding that we receive from Catholic Family Sharing Appeal because it allows us to give away thousands of dollars in scholarships to individuals who wouldn't otherwise be able to receive that one-on-one counseling support that they need. It also allows us to expand our programming beyond counseling. Through our divorce group for individuals who are going through a divorce, we're able to accompany them. We're able to support them in that. We offer a lot of grief retreats throughout the year, spread throughout the diocese, to accompany people in that most painful part of their journey. I think one of my favorite things that we can offer here at the Lourdes Center is that we're a phone call away. For our clergy, for our parish staff. So each and every day they have individuals walking into their office, maybe carrying burdens or challenges, looking for additional resources. The fact that they can simply call the Lourdes Center, who have on staff trained professional mental health professionals, I think is a great benefit so that our clergy or our parish staff know that they're not alone in their ministry, that they have this incredible Catholic resource right here in the diocese to support them and come alongside them as well.
I was blessed as a priest to be able to serve college students. I realize how important and how impactful that ministry is. Father Tyler Mattson will give an example of how CFSA dollars help college students throughout the diocese.
When you look at college students, certainly that's a very important time in their life. They're making decisions that are going to affect them for the rest of their lives. These students who are now in this college ministry, they're future parishioners, right? So they're going to be the ones who go back into the parishes and be active members of the parish. But that starts even now as college students.
From my perspective, it's just a nice little like reset button. Every week we have Bible study, and I know I have that to look forward to, and I have Sunday Mass to look forward to, and it's kind of like a refocusing and reminding myself that like this is my own now. Like I have to go; it's not my parents' responsibility.
Meeting other kids or other students who are my age, who have the same goals as me. Who love Jesus just as much as I do, and people that we can kind of rely on each other, keep each other accountable, because you need other people, you need a support system, and your parents aren't with you all the time anymore. So I think it's really important to find good friends, and I think that this has given me that.
One of the great desires God has put in my heart is to help our seminarians be healthy, happy, and holy, to humanly flourish so they can also spiritually flourish, to serve throughout our diocese. Father Scott Traynor will now speak about a new program that's been established that the Pope has asked us to do.
So the propaedeutic year is a great opportunity for guys who are considering to go into seminary. It's an initial period of formation that gives the man the time and space he needs to fall more deeply in love with Jesus. Parishes will really benefit from priests who have had at this first stage of their formation the time and space to grow deeply in a relationship with God. You know, it's hard to invite someone to take a next step closer to Christ and His church if the heart hasn't truly fallen in love. Think of the time of marriage prep. right? It's really good for couples in marriage prep if there's any particular issues in their relationship, for that to come to light in the time of marriage prep so that it can be addressed with time and grace. A man who's had the propedeutic experience as the foundation of his whole seminary formation is going to be a heart that is more prepared and readily available to help his parishioners to experience the grace of Jesus Christ in whatever needs they're facing in their individual lives or the lives of their family. I'm so grateful for the amazing generosity year after year of our families in support of CFSA that affords our diocese the opportunity to invest in the best formation of our future priests. I'm grateful for bishops' dedication to forming priests who are healthy and happy and holy, and so that we are best suited to serve the needs of our parish families.
One of the things I've been so inspired about as bishop is the incredible generosity of so many people throughout our diocese. I've discovered in my own journey that the more generous I am, that the happier I am, the more I give of myself, if you will. As a family, we all get to help each other on the way to heaven, and we do this in many and various ways. I hope the testimonials today will give you some examples of what that can look like. In the spirit of gratitude, I thank you for all your generosity to assist with the Catholic Family Sharing Appeal of the Past, and I invite you to join me in being generous this year, that we can help as many people as possible to be healthy, happy, and holy, to flourish humanly and spiritually, to live out being active, lifelong Catholic missionary disciples through God's love. And may God bless you all.